This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Residents in South Louisiana braced to relive a nightmare Friday as bands of rain from approaching Hurricane Delta began soaking the same area of the state that was badly battered by Hurricane Laura 6 weeks ago. The streets were largely vacant in the city of Lake Charles, where Laura destroyed buildings. Blue-tarped roofs stretched as far as the eye could see, and rain pulled around piles of moldy mattresses, sawed-up trees, and other debris that officials worried could cause more damage or deaths when Delta hits. Ken Graham is with the National Hurricane Center.
6 to 10 inches of rain. There could be some areas even up to 12 inches of rainfall, so that's dangerous.
Delta is expected to make landfall within the next few hours and then quickly drop to a tropical depression as it moves northeast through the United States. U.S. President Donald Trump said Friday doctors told him he could have become very ill with COVID-19, and he credits an experimental antibody drug for helping him recover. Trump said he was trying to get federal health officials to quickly approve an emergency use authorization from Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, which provides the antibody drugs.
We're sending that and the Eli Lilly version of it, which is very similar. We're sending that to all of our hospitals. We're going to get people better. We got to get it there fast. That's why I'm doing an emergency use authorization. I got to get them to approve it really fast.
Health experts say that the treatment is not a cure, but antibody drugs like those are among the most promising therapies being tested. On Wall Street, stocks ended the week on an up note with all three major indices closing in positive territory. The Dow Jones Industrials added 0.57%. The S&P rose by 0.88%, while the NASDAQ gained 1.39%. This is VOA News. The foreign ministers of Armenia and Azerbaijan sat down for talks on Friday in Moscow, trying to resolve the recent escalation of conflict in the Azeri breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh. Azerbaijan's President Ilham Aliyev took a tough line in a speech to the nation as the Azeri and Armenian foreign ministers talked in Moscow about ending fighting that broke out September 27th and has killed more than 400 people in and around the enclave. Nagorno-Karabakh technically belongs to Azerbaijan under international law, but it broke away in a war as the Soviet Union collapsed and is populated and governed by ethnic Armenians. A UN program dedicated to ending hunger has won the Nobel Peace Prize. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
The announcement came from the chair of the Norwegian Nobel Peace Committee.
The Nobel Peace Prize for 2020 to the World Food Program.
This is the first time in my life I've been speechless. I mean, this is unbelievable.
World Food Program Executive Director David Beasley tells the AP the program's staff more than deserve the honor.
They're out there in the most difficult, complex places in the world, whether it's war, conflict, climate extremes, it doesn't matter. They're out there and they deserve this award.
The Peace Prize Committee says the WFP aided more than 135 million people last year, the highest total in many years. I'm Tim McGuire.
Spain's government has declared a state of emergency in Madrid, wresting control of efforts to fight the coronavirus from local authorities in a region that is experiencing some of Europe's most significant outbreaks. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
The two-week ban imposed by Spain's national government on reluctant regional officials prohibit all non-essential trips in and out of the capital and nine of its suburbs, affecting around 4.8 million people. Restaurants must close at 11 p.m. and shops at 10 p.m. and reduce occupancy to 50% of their capacity. Police controls were set up on main routes out of the city center, with officers stopping and quizzing drivers as to their destination. I'm Zaria Shakili.
One of the men accused in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer appeared in court on Friday for an arraignment. Authorities announced Thursday they had foiled a stunning plot to kidnap Whitmer in a scheme that involved months of planning and even rehearsals to snatch her from her vacation home before the November 3rd elections. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.